Psalm 86, Preface. Those judging by corrupt human reason imagine that God did not regard the poor and needy and cared nothing for the miserable. But God's word testifies to the contrary. The more needy his children are, the more kindly affectioned is God towards them to comfort and to help them. This he attests, saying, "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembles at my word." Isaiah 66, verse 2. The heart of parents goes out to a sick child. Though they do not forget their other children, yet above all else they give themselves to nurse and care for the sick one. So God lays to heart the misery of his Christians. His heart is moved towards them, and he pities them as a father pities his children. Therefore, in every need, we should cry to God for help and deliverance, believing that he will hear us, and not doubting that he is able to save, because with him there is plenteous redemption. Though great our sins and sore our woes, his grace much more aboundeth. His helping love no limit knows, our utmost need it soundeth. Think not thy need greater than the power of God. Divine power is greater than human misery. Believe it, and wait God's help, as the 86th Psalm teaches. A prayer for help in temporal and spiritual need. A prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusts in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Summary. In this psalm, David prays for deliverance from his enemies who sought his life. Being in sore straits, David lifted up his soul to God, from whom his help must come, and in a masterly manner does he portray the grace, the faithfulness, and the power of God, praising him that he alone is God, and that none other can do the works which he does. By these considerations, David strengthened his faith and made fervent his prayer. We do well if we herein imitate David. Whatever our afflictions, needs, and temptations may be, we should remember the goodness, faithfulness, power, and wisdom of our God, whose throne is in the heavens, and who can do whatsoever he pleases. Such considerations encourage the heart cheerfully to call upon God and to commit our troubles to him. Prayer. O Lord Jehovah, thou alone art God, and besides thee there is none other. Heaven is thy throne, and the earth thy footstool. But seated high, thou yet lookest upon the poor and lowly. remember that we are dust, and without thee can do nothing. And be thou thyself the help of our countenance. Remove our sins from us, and save us from the hand of our enemies, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.